Hello, this is Rich Banach, and what we're going to do is do a basic guided visualization and self-hypnosis to help train for the Sean Keel Fires of Lunasa. So lay back or sit down, get very, very comfortable, be someplace very quiet, and just relax. And close your eyes, take a deep breath, and hold it. Hold it as long as you can. And when you can't hold it anymore, let it out. Release it. Feel the relaxation coming with the exhale. And now, take another deep breath, and holding it. Hold it as long as you can. And when you can't hold it anymore, let it go. Release it. Letting it all go. Leaving your body. And now, take another deep breath in. Hold it. Holding it as long as you can. Hold it. And exhale. Release it. Letting it all go. Feel the waves of relaxation filling your body. And now, as you're relaxing, laying or sitting down, focus on your toes. Feel the toes and just feel the relaxation. Feel these toes relaxing, all the tension leaving them. And feel this relaxation moving up to your feet, and feel the muscles in your feet beginning to relax. So relaxed, and this relaxation is now moving up to your ankles. Feel it. Feel this wave of relaxation moving up from your ankles, up to your calves, all the muscles becoming more relaxed as it moves up to your knees, the joints and ligaments and tendons and muscles all continue to relax, feeling all the tension leaving your body. And this wave of relaxation now moves up to your thighs, feeling the relaxation and filling your thighs and all your tension leaving your legs, draining away as this wave of relaxation moves up to your hips. Just feel it, so relaxed. Feel this relaxation in your hips and buttocks as it moves up to your stomach. All the tension is leaving your body as it moves up, continuing to move up to the chest and your back. The muscles are relaxing. All the tension is leaving. Feel it going away, draining out of your body. And feel the comfort of relaxation as this wave of relaxation moves up to your chest. Feel it, all the muscles in your chest relaxing, letting go, moving upward to your shoulders and down your arm. Your shoulders and arm are relaxing, so relaxed. Just feel the tension drain from all the way from your body, from your shoulders down to your toes. Feel so relaxed. And this wave of tension, of relaxation, moves up to your neck as the muscles become more and more relaxed. moving up to your face. Your face muscles all so relaxed, and your body is now completely relaxed, all the way from your head down to your toes. Your body continues to be so relaxed, and any tension you may have drains away. Feel it draining into the floor. This tension, tightness drains away from your body, draining into the floor, into the earth, down to the crust and the mantle, and then finally the center of the earth. This tension, this discomfort, this tightness, feel it being destroyed by the heat of the center of the earth. Now, you're doing very, very well, feeling yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Now, picture yourself at the top of a staircase. There's 10 levels, and each level you go down, you become more and more relaxed. Each level you go down, you become more and more loose, more and more limp. And when you get down to level 1, you will be down to the level of complete relaxation. And the sound of my voice and any other noise around you just takes you deeper and deeper into relaxation. You're now on level 10, moving down to level 9, more and more relaxed, letting go of all your thoughts, all your cares, becoming more and more relaxed, moving on down to level 8, calm and relaxed. And if any conscious thought comes into your mind, just go back to the words calm and relaxed, relax and calm. As you move down to level 7, just continue to be more and more relaxed. As you move down to level 6, relaxing your mind, relaxing your body, relaxing your soul. As your relaxation becomes more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper. And any sounds you hear just take you into a deeper level of relaxation. As you move down to level 5, you're halfway down now, and feel your body becoming loose and limp, more relaxed, as you melt into the floor or the chair or the bed. You just feel your body melting, losing any tension and tightness. As you go down to level 4, going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, letting go of your thoughts, your cares, as you move down to level 3. And when you get down to level 1, you will be all the way down to the bottom of relaxation. Moving down now to level 2, releasing all the tension and tightness and discomfort, just letting it go, replacing it with relaxation, more and more relaxed. And now we're moving down to level 1, down to the very bottom of relaxation. Your body is so relaxed. And now you're ready to practice. Practice working the sword. A sword that you are very, very comfortable with. And now visualize yourself. You're in a circle of power, with four stones to the north, south, east, and west. You can feel yourself in this circle, and you're holding your sword. The sword feels so comfortable, so light. You hold it in your hand, and you know what to do with it. You are so relaxed, so comfortable with this sword. You are ready. Ready to practice your sword techniques. And now we're going to practice our first technique, the overhead strike. So you lift the sword up and do a perfect stage combat sword strike. Now taking it off to the side of the head, releasing all the power. It's a perfectly safe strike, but it looks very good. Just feel yourself doing this strike, releasing all the energy as you come down, a perfect stage combat strike. And feel this strike going over the left and right shoulder, practicing it over and over. And each time you do this vertical strike, you feel more and more comfortable with it. You feel it in your hand. You feel it in your body. Your body is completely relaxed. You are breathing, continually breathing. You can feel your body. Each time you do this overhead strike, this vertical strike down in a completely safe manner. And now, once you're very comfortable with your overhead strikes, you're going to do an angle strike to the shoulder, a completely perfect stage combat angle strike, never making contact, dissipating the energy as it comes down, feeling the safety, knowing that you cannot hurt anybody with this. And then you'll do an angle strike to the left shoulder and then the right shoulder, bringing it back, left shoulder and right shoulder. You continue to feel this in your arms. Your arms are completely relaxed as you do these angle strikes to the shoulder. And you feel very comfortable holding this sword. You can feel it. It is so light. It feels perfect in your hand. And now, feel yourself do a horizontal strike to the shoulder. It's a perfect shoulder strike. First to the left shoulder, then to the right shoulder. Feel your body relax. Each strike feels so perfect. Left shoulder, bringing it around, and then right shoulder, doing a perfect stage combat strike. Never making contact, but knowing it looks perfect. As you continue to practice visualizing these horizontal strikes with your sword. And now we're going to try a horizontal strike to the stomach, also called a do cut. Do is Japanese for stomach. And doing a do cut to the stomach, first to the left, bringing it around to the right. Each cut is perfect. You're doing a perfect stage combat cut, perfectly safe. No risk. Feel your body as you continue to do these horizontal cuts, left and then right, and feel your body relaxing, how comfortable it is as you do each strike. And now we're going to do low strikes to the knee, doing perfect stage combat low strikes, never making contact, but looking perfect. So first you're doing a low cut to the left knee, bringing it back, and then the right cut. Your body is relaxed, your muscles are relaxed, each strike is perfect. Feel it in your body as you do a perfect stage combat cut, never making contact, knowing it's perfectly safe. And feel it, you're doing perfectly good cuts, and you're so comfortable, left and then right, feeling the sword. The sword is in your hand. It is so light and so comfortable as you practice your low strikes. And now we'll do a thrusting strike. So visualize holding your sword and doing a center thrust with the sword to the left or the right of your partner. It's never getting close, but it looks perfect. You're doing a thrust, but missing your partner by about 12 inches. Visualizing it going off to the left or the right of them, but knowing anybody who sees it, it will be a perfect sword thrust. So visualize this, doing a thrust, a perfect stage combat thrust off to the left, and just feel how perfect you feel. You are doing very, very well. Now we're going to practice some of our blocks. So visualize your partner is coming down with an overhead vertical strike. You do a perfect roof block with your sword, bringing it up over your head. The sword is angled down at about 45 degrees as you move off to the left or the right, the opposite direction that the tip of the sword is pointed. You are moving out of the way. You're moving away from the cut. You're feeling perfectly safe. You know your blocks will keep you safe. You have the skill. And now your partner does another overhead vertical strike, and you do a roof cut in a different direction, but you're moving your feet, and your roof cut with your sword, the tip of your sword is angled down 45 degrees. Your hands are over your head, and visualize the clanging of the metal. Feel the sword striking, but how safe you are. It's striking the edge, the flat of your blade, and deflected off in a perfect deflection. And you go back and forth, using a roof cut. Your partner brings down a perfect vertical strike. You deflect it with the flat of your blade. The tip is pointed down at 45 degrees while you move away. And your body is relaxed and you're breathing perfectly. And you're filled with confidence that you can do a perfect overhead block. And now your partner is going to do an angle block to your left shoulder, and you block it with the flat of your blade. The tip of your sword is pointed vertical. You can feel yourself blocking it. Your body is relaxed, the blade is solid. You hear the clang of the metal and know it's a perfectly safe stage combat strike. No power, but you hear the clang of the metal and your block is perfect. You block it. And then they try another angle block to your right, and you block that as well. The blade of your sword is pointed upward. Your body is relaxed but solid, and you're blocking it with the flat of your sword. And now your partner tries a perfect horizontal strike to your stomach, and you also block that perfectly with the flat of the blade. You hear the clanging of the metal, but you are not concerned because you know that you are blocking it. Your sword, your skills will block that, and that your partner is doing a perfect stage combat strike. So you block it on your left, and then they try a horizontal strike, and you block that perfectly as well with your sword, your very light sword, with the blade pointed up. You're blocking it with the flat of your sword, and each time there's a hit, you can feel, you can hear the clang of metal, and this just makes you more confident that you are perfectly safe, that you feel safe, that you know your partner is there to protect you, and that you have the skills. Each time you hear the clang of metal on metal, you will be relaxed. You will feel perfectly safe. This sound is telling you that you have done a perfect block. Now, your partner does a low strike to your knees. And this is so easy to block. You just drop your blade and block it with the flat of your sword. You can feel the clang and know that you are perfectly safe as your partner throws another low strike to your right knee. You block that so easily with the flat of your sword. You drop the sword and feel the point pointed toward the earth. And then they throw another left low cut, and you block it. It's so easy to block. Just continuing to block, you move your body out of the way. Your body is relaxed. You're breathing, continuing to breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose, out through the nose and mouth. Your body is relaxed, and each time they do a low block, you hear the clang and you feel more and more secure. And then finally, your partner does a thrust, a ski in Japanese, and you easily step out of the way and deflect it with the flat of your sword. You can feel it as the thrust comes in you. You know they're aiming several inches away from your body, and you move very easily, very fluidly, completely relaxed, and you deflect it with the flat of your sword. And the clanging of sword on sword helps relax you even more, making you feel safe. And each time your partner does a thrust, you can step to the left or the right of this thrust and deflect it. And you feel very, very confident. You can know that every time they do a thrust, they are there to work with you, to help you, and you are very, very confident in your skills that you can block it. You can block this thrust just by stepping out of the way, deflecting it with the flat of your sword. And then finally, when your partner is done, you come back to attention and nod at each other and know that you have complete confidence in your skills, and you're confident that your partner will help you and protect you. Feel this confident working with a partner that you know you have complete confidence in. Feel the power within you, knowing that you have the skills to protect yourself if you need to, but your partner will help you, protect you, and you have the skills to keep yourself safe. So continue to feel this, feel within your body this relaxation, the confidence to know that you can do a perfect strike and you can do a perfect block and that you will be perfectly safe. And just feel it, this overwhelming feeling of confidence. And every time you pick up this sword, you will feel this confidence within your body grow and grow. The confidence from knowing you have the skills to protect yourself, the skills to do a perfect stage combat strike and this perfect stage combat block. And you feel this confidence. Just picking up your sword in your hand will fill you with confidence and feel it growing. Now, just lay back, relax, take a deep breath. And now we're going to take you back. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. And you're going to be coming back to the room, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Energy is flooding back to you. 2. Feeling refreshed and relaxed. 3. Lots and lots of energy. 4. Unconditional love, confidence, relaxation in your heart and your body. And 5. Open your eyes, wide awake, feeling refreshed and relaxed. And now, know that you have the confidence to work with the sword in preparation for Fires of Lunasa.